Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
For the top of the fifth inning, Austin Solomon will be back out to pitch. It'll be his third inning of work. Evergreens are making some defensive changes. Ryan Kell will stay in the game, as we speculated. He will stay in at second base. Wyatt Brown comes in from center field and will play shortstop. And we have a new center fielder for the Evergreens. That's Bryce Hines, who goes out to center field. And Jake Slowinski to lead things off for Spash. And the first pitch from Austin Solomon is strike one. So the Evergreens trying to get some players who have not seen a lot of varsity playing action. A little time in the field and maybe a turn at bat. Again, should Spash put two across in this inning, the game would come to an end on the 10-run rule. Pitch there is fouled back. It's no balls and two strikes to Jake Slowinski. Slowinski sacrificed and moved the leadoff runner to second back in the first inning. John Barnes would come around to score on Cal Giese's single. And since then, Slowinski has reached on an error and has a hit of his own. He's down 0-2 in the count here to Solomon. That's popped up down the first base line, and that will fall out of play. So we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Our Evergreens baseball game on Fox Sports is brought to you by Tlusty & Kennedy Attorneys at Law. They say we're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. 0-2 pitch, grounded off the pitcher's glove. Second baseman fields it, throws to first, got him. Came off the glove of Austin Solomon. Second baseman Ryan Kell was able to go into the hole and get it and was able to throw him out to Brady Burrell. Officially a 1-4-3 putout. And Cal Giese comes to bat. Giese's offense has staked him to an 8-0 lead. Sure looks like he's going to coast on to a victory here. Cal Giese, left-handed batter, is taking his turn now against Austin Solomon. Giese flied out to center field. Wyatt Brown making a catch there, but moved the runners over. Giese gets credit for a sacrifice in his earlier at bat. He is one, and he's walked as well. 1-for-1 officially. Pitches outside, ball one. Evergreens were able to keep Spash off the board in the fourth. First time they did that in a frame. Trying to do the same here in the fifth. That pitch misses out high. It's two balls and no strikes. Giese looks like he's a multi-talented athlete. Of course, he's there primarily to pitch. Fisted to third base. Fielding it there is Cody Cocker across the diamond. It's a wide throw, and it pulls the runner off the base. Gonna score an error there to Cody Cocker on an errant throw. Cal Giese reaches. It is the third Evergreens error of the ballgame. Of the errors that have been committed, the one that hurt was back in the first inning. Evergreens looked like they were going to have a double play, and instead the ball was dropped at second base, and they didn't get any outs on the play. Aaron Nickel ready to bat with one out and one on. Aaron Nickel is potentially the game-ending run. Should he hit one out of here or reach base in this 8-0 ball game now that we're playing the top of the fifth? Cal Giese is the runner at first, and here's Austin Solomon looking in. take that back. Regardless of what Spash does here, Everest would still get to bat in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Swing and foul that one off his front shin for a strike. That hurts. On a cold day like this, you bet that's smart. Aaron Nichols going to walk that one off. Awaiting on deck is Mitch Malik. Malik was the starting catcher for Spash, re-entered in the last inning. Nickel today reaching on an error, walk, fielder's choice. He's 0 for 2. Got a pinch runner out there at first base as well for Spash here. Here's the 0-1 pitch off the fist, slow roller up the middle. The play is going to be to second. Wyatt Brown shovels it over to second baseman Ryan Kell, and they get the force out there. Not hit quickly enough to turn two there, but now there are two outs. And Mitch Malik to bat. Malik has been the offensive star of this ballgame. He is 3 for 3. RBI double back in the first inning, and two singles since then. So Malik here will bid for a 4 for 4 afternoon against Austin Solomon with two outs. Malik's a lefty. The Evergreens have yet to retire him. Here's the first pitch. That one misses wide. Ball one. Evergreens are at the point in the game where they may be looking to their bench for some pinch hitters when we play the bottom of the fifth inning. Scheduled to bat, Lucas Matson, Alex Kell, and Zach Hancock. Hancock is catching here in relief of Mason Hagenbusher. Pitch there is up high. It's two balls and no strikes. Evergreen's coaches have said they want to get Zach Hancock as much catching experience as possible. Hancock is really the only backup catcher that the Evergreens are carrying on their varsity roster, and he's seen limited action. So here he is in place of Mason Hagenbusher, and it's about there for a second inning. Pitch there, misses outside. It's three balls and no strikes to Mitch Malik. I think Mitch would much rather see one to hit here. 3 for 3 in the ballgame. Reach any way you can, but when you're having such a good day at the plate, you want to see something you can take your rip at. See if that's what happens here. 3-0 pitch, and that is a strike on the outside corner. Our score, 8-0. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688 or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Austin Solomon's taking his time looking in here. He's about to deliver a 3-1 pitch with two outs and a runner on first. And that is a fastball, and it's driven to left center field. It's going to get in and down for a hit. That's going to be a double. It will not be deep enough to score a run. So Mitch Malik is indeed 4 for 4, and he moves that lead runner over to third base with a double into the gap in left center field. Mitch Malik, two doubles, two singles. Nice game for him. And here comes Andrew Ruzek with two outs, runners in scoring position. Single brings in two. And Andrew Ruzek walks up the line to talk to his coach down at third base. And Zach Hancock, the Everest catcher, will use the opportunity to go out and talk to Austin Solomon. Since coming into the game, Solomon has allowed 3 hits and 2 runs, and they are both earned. When Solomon entered the ballgame, the Evergreens were trailing 6-0. They now trail 8-0. There are 2 outs. And here comes Solomon's first pitch to Andrew Ruzek. Line drive, about a couple of bounces here. Shortstop Wyatt Brown, long throw across the diamond, got him. Run does not score. Wyatt Brown played that on 2 or 3 hops. And with a strong throw across the diamond to Brady Burrell at first, brings the inning to an end. Stevens Point does not score. At the end of 4.5, Spash 8, D.C. Everest nothing. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Bottom of the fifth inning is on at Simon Field. Cloudy, raw day. 45 degrees when this game began, with a wind chill in the upper 30s. Cal Giese is sent out to work the bottom of the fifth, staked to an 8-0 lead. And Lucas Mattson will not take his turn at bat here. Bryce Hines will. Hines came in to play center field last inning. So that's the open spot in the Everest order in the number 8 position. And here is Bryce Hines ready to take his first try against Cal Giese. Hines holds off and looks at a first pitch strike from Cal Giese. Giese has been ahead of most, but not all, of the batters that he's faced. Giese actually looks like he's trying to pick up the pace here. Faster worker now. Misses up high. One ball, one strike. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management managing your rental property easy. Foul tipped back in the catcher's glove. That's strike two. Ball and two strikes. The Evergreens, despite how good Cal Giese has been, has managed runners on in each inning. It's fouled back, ball and two strikes. The Evergreens had a walk in the first, a walk in the second, had a dropped third strike that allowed a runner to reach in the third, and an infield single for Wyatt Brown back in the fourth. The Evergreens, though, have not hit the ball out of the infield in this game. All the action's been there at the infield. Pitch is there. It's two balls, two strikes. That pitch misses. Giese to Bryce Hines. Here's the pitch. That one misses up high, and the count goes full. So Giese has allowed two walks so far in the ballgame against the 7 strikeouts that he's recorded. Evergreens have only one hit, infield hit from Wyatt Brown, and that pitch is ball 4. So Bryce Hines reaches as the lead runner. Alex Kell is scheduled to bat. He will be called back, and Jordan Ellenbecker is going to get a turn here. Entirely possible that Ellenbecker will be staying in the game, too, as a defensive replacement once this inning comes to a close. Runner on, and Ellenbecker swings and misses at a high fastball, strike one. Well, Cal Giese has not been as stingy as Austin Schulfer when the Evergreens saw him. He threw a no-hitter. Evergreens have one hit, almost got the runner picked off, throw there just back. Bryce Hines was leading towards second and actually broke towards second instead of back towards the bag when Cal Giese threw over. Yeah, Giese as a left-hander, if you're not comfortable with that left-handed move to first base, well, that there's a fisted ball, a base hit into shallow right field. And the Evergreens have their second hit of the ball game and runners on first and second. Jordan Ellenbecker with the single. Nice job, Jordan. And now Zach Hancock comes up. First time the Evergreens have hit the ball out of the infield. First baseman was guarding the line and holding the runner on. And Jordan Ellenbecker, I don't know, a tall first baseman might have had a chance to make the play on that ball if he was playing at his normal spot. Instead, into right field it went. So the Evergreens have Hines at second and Ellenbecker at first for Zach Hancock. Ground ball to first. First baseman fields it cleanly on one hop. Steps over on the bag. Aaron Nickel has retired Zach Hancock. Runners advance, though, on the bounce out. So now the Evergreens have runners on second and third. Well, now Cody Cocker is ready to take his turn at bat, and Mike Plaza is on deck. A hit to the outfield that brings in two runs, would you believe it, would double the number of runs that Spash pitching is allowed in conference play. They've allowed only two runs to score in their seven games. The Evergreens could bring two home here with a hit. Here's Cody Cocker, first pitch to him down low. Again, this is just a game of stats here. The Evergreens need a lot more hits and a lot more runs to make this 8-0 game competitive. Spash pitchers, I'm sure, are very much aware that they've allowed only two runs over their seven wins against Valley opponents. 1-0 pitch here. There's a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Today's Evergreens baseball game brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. One ball, one strike, and one out. Evergreens trailing by 8 have runners at second and third. Cody Cocker, that pitch is low in the dirt. It's a wild pitch, and a run is going to score. Evergreens are on the scoreboard, 8-1. Cal Giese bounced that in front of his catcher, Mitch Malik, and because it was a hard fastball, Malik could not get down and stop it. And Bryce Hines scores from third base on the wild pitch, 8-1. Yep, so now the no-hitter is no longer in order. It was not. And now the shutout is no longer in order. Almost makes you wonder if we might see someone other than Cal Giese to work the sixth or seventh innings. Now that the stats that a pitcher would care about the most have gone by the wayside. It's two balls and one strike to Cocker. And Giese overthrows there. It's 3-1 now. And on that wild pitch, not only did a run come in, but Jordan Ellenbecker advanced to third base. So the Evergreens could get another one here. And Mike Plaza awaits on deck, 0-2. I know that Plaza would love to have a hit against Spash. Want to get your hits against the best. 3-1 pitch, and that's a walk. Cody Cocker has reached base. Second walk in the inning, fourth walk in the game, and now catcher Mitch Malik is coming out to talk to Cal Giese. I mean, it's an 8-1 game, so you're not going to pitch around Mike Plaza here. Going to try and get the out. Evergreens have runners on the corners and one out, and they finally reached for a run against Cal Giese in what is now an 8-1 game. And Plaza is looking down at Coach Dave Langman at third base to get his sign. Hit and run here, possibility of a double steal. Love to get a second man into scoring position somehow for Mike Plaza. It's that runner at first, Cody Cocker, that you somehow want to move down to second. Give Plaza a chance to drive in two. Pitch here, Plaza swings and misses. That's the cutter. That pitch has some movement on it, and yet it's still thrown very hard. Mike Plaza swung right over the top of it. Plaza struck out swinging in both of his plate appearances. 0-2. Mike Plaza, a lot of Evergreens got off to really good starts at the plate. Plaza's the one who's still above 400. This has popped up down the first base line. Long run there. The second baseman just in foul territory makes the catch. Evergreens have a runner tagging from third and scoring. That's alert base running from Jordan Ellenbecker. Ellenbecker knew that the second baseman who made that play in foul territory was moving away from the plate, was backpedaling, and was not going to be in position to make a good throw. And Jordan Ellenbecker scores on what's going to be credited as a sacrifice fly to Michael Plaza. How about that? Michael Plaza will get himself an RBI, and the Evergreens have two runs in. And Wyatt Brown will now bat. It's two outs and a runner on first in what is now an 8-2 ball game. First pitch to Wyatt Brown is down low. Yet Michael Plaza with a high pop fly that was handled near the foul line by the second baseman, Michael Frolik. But the second baseman was backpedaling, had his back turned to the plate when he made that catch, and the Evergreens tagged the runner from third and got him in. Wyatt Brown fouls that one off. It's one ball and one strike. So again, Spash had allowed only two runs against Valley opponents for the entire season. The Evergreens have two runs. They've doubled that. One ball, one strike. And again, even though this game right now is lopsided, you know, of all the teams in the Valley Conference, it's the Evergreens that have played Spash the toughest. That 1-0 game over at in the month of April back at Buchholz Park, that was the toughest Valley Conference game that anyone's been able to throw at the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown swings and misses there. It's one ball and two strikes. Sean Lutke is scheduled to bat if Wyatt Brown can keep the inning going. We're in the bottom of the fifth. The Evergreens push two across. Need to come up with six more, though. 1-2 pitch from Cal Giese, and this one is a ground ball up the middle. It gets through. Wyatt Brown with a hit with two outs. And that's the third hit of the ball game. Wyatt Brown is 2-for-3 in the game. Got a cheap one earlier on an infield hit, and no doubt about that one going back up the middle. And Sean Lutke will bat for the Evergreens. Lutke topped out to the catcher on a chop that was hit right in front of the plate and is struck out. Sean Lutke 0-for-2. Runners on first and second with two outs. The Evergreens trying to claw back into this. Cal Giese's pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Pitcher Giese checks that runner at second. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss for Sean Lutke. He's down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Busy week of baseball for the Evergreens. A Valley Conference game on Friday against Wausau East here at Simon Field. Live coverage, 5 o'clock first pitch here at Fox Sports Radio. And then a Saturday doubleheader at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Off-speed pitch missed down low to ball and two strikes. Brady Burrell scheduled to bat if Lutke keeps the inning going. Pair of walks, one of them has come around to score, and a pair of hits in this inning for the Evergreens. Again, I kind of wonder if this is Cal Giese's last inning of work. 1-2, here's the pitch. That's fouled back, and we'll do it again at a ball and two strikes. We've mentioned a couple of times, we will repeat it here. Maybe this is the time when you are expecting to hear the Evergreens game on tape delay. We were scheduled to be game two of a doubleheader. We are on live today at Simon Field because Wausau East and Wausau West postponed. We had rain earlier this morning. The Wausau East field simply does not drain well. Tried to get him with an off-speed pitch, and that was just a little bit high. Didn't quite break into the strike zone. The count is two balls and two strikes. Cal Giese and the Spash bench wanted that called strike three. Did not get it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Evergreens with two in and two on. Deuces wild. Here's the pitch, and that's outside. Count goes full. Giese, who may be laboring a little bit at this point in the game, he reeled back and wanted something extra there and kind of overthrew. We've seen Cal Giese overthrow a couple of times. Three balls and two strikes. Game gets a little more interesting should the Evergreens be able to load the bases here. Payoff pitch with two outs. Runners are going, and it's fouled off. We'll do it again. Sean Lutke was down two strikes in the count, has done a good job battling back there and fouled off what would have been strike three. So Lutke, lefty against lefty, will get another rip here. Cal Giese has allowed two runs, three hits. Struck out seven and four walks. Giese has uncorked a wild pitch and it cost him a run. Comes set now, and here is the 3-2 pitch. Merry-go-round again, swing and a miss, and Sean Lutke is down on strikes for the third out. The Evergreens get two runs in on two hits. We'll go to the top of the sixth next with Spash leading DC Everest 8-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friend, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is WRIG Schofield Wausau and translator station W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
We are Buckhorn!
We reached the top of the sixth inning, and there's a pitching change for D.C. Everest. Alex Kell is coming in to pitch. He'll take over for Austin Solomon. We'll give you the line on Solomon in just a few moments. The Evergreens will take their designated hitter, Mike Plaza, and put him out in left field. And Wyatt Brown, who had started in the outfield, Wyatt Brown remains at shortstop. And Ryan Kell, who was on last inning as defensive replacement, will be at second base. So a couple of defensive changes as Alex Kell ready to take over. Yes, we can close out the line on Austin Solomon. Solomon worked three innings in relief of Brady Burrell. Solomon allowed two hits. He allowed three hits. Three hits given up by Austin Solomon. Two runs. Both of those runs were earned. Austin Solomon struck out a man. And he walked a man. So Austin Solomon, shaky at times, not quite as sharp as we have seen him on other occasions in the season, but some solid work, and Austin Solomon ate up some innings in a game where he entered with his team down 6-0. He gave up two runs, and since then the Evergreens have gotten the two runs back. So Austin Solomon leaves the game no worse than where he started it. Came in trailing by six, leaves trailing by six. Aaron Winch to lead things off here in the top of the sixth inning, and the first pitch from Alex Kell is a strike. Winch in the game is 1-for-3, a single reached on a fielder's choice and grounded out to first base. And here's the pitch, misses inside. Alex Kell really wheels back and throws. He slings that ball towards home plate. Missing inside, one ball and one strike. 8-2 our score, top of the sixth inning. Spash got the lead early and has not trailed since. Bouncing ball here to second. Ryan Kell deep in the hole towards the bag. Throws over. Nice play. Ryan Kell gets Aaron Winch by a step at first base. In the last three innings, the Evergreens have gotten the lead batter. And that's been one of the reasons Spash has not scored. They've not scored in the fourth and they've not scored in the fifth. The damage, though, was done early. Spash sent eight men to the plate in the first inning, got two runs, left the bases loaded. Sent nine men to the plate in the second inning, came away with four runs, and hasn't really been close since then. Got a pinch batter here for Spash, and the first pitch is outside to Trevor Anderson. Anderson's slow roller to third. Cody Cocker charges into the grass, throws across the diamond, got him. And that is the second out. Trevor Anderson is retired. Michael Frelick now ready to bat. Frelick was pinch hit for by DJ Drommer. Drommer bounced into a fielder's choice. Frelick has already seen the plate twice, reached on a walk and scored, and grounded out to third. So Alex Kell looking for a quick inning here with two outs. Pitched over there is strike one. Yeah, for Alex Kell, because he's got good velocity, what you want to see is Alex Kell have good control. He can consistently be around the plate. That's a pretty live fastball that Alex Kell is bringing to the pitcher's mound here. No balls, one strike. Pitch there is foul back. No balls, two strikes. Last time we saw Alex Kell, he was running up for a wild pitch that cost them. He pitched in that Walsall West game, where West came all the way back to tie the game in the bottom of the seventh inning with four runs, and then eventually win the game in the 11th. Swing and a miss there, and there's strike three. A 1-2-3 inning for Alex Kell. Alex Kell looked just fine, thank you, in the top of the sixth inning. Spash does not score. Bottom of the sixth coming up. D.C. Everest trailing 8-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been injured. You hire the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Now we're husbands, wives, parents, and friends. And sometimes we forget that the biggest challenge can be asking for support. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for veterans. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. It matters.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I had speculated that Cal Giese's day might be coming to an end now that his no-hitter had gone by the way, and in the last half inning, his shutout went by the books as well. Cal Giese's afternoon is indeed done. He gives way to a new pitcher, Alex Lee. Lee is working now in relief of Cal Giese. Giese stays in the ballgame. Giese moves over to first base. Alex Lee, I believe, is a junior, so he is a pitcher of the future for Spash. Nope, take that back. He's a senior, which is good. The more of this outstanding Spash pitching staff that graduates, the better. Brady Burrell to lead off in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the pitch is inside, ball one from Alex Lee. We'll give you the final line on Cal Giese in just a moment. Pitch there is over. It's one ball, one strike. Cal Giese, who stands to be the winning pitcher unless the Evergreens come back, worked five innings. He allowed two runs. Both of them were earned. One of those runs did score at a wild pitch. Cal Giese allowed three hits. One of them was an infield hit. It was a swing and a miss. Brady Burrell is down, one ball, two strikes. Cal Giese officially with nine strikeouts. One of those was a wild pitch strikeout. It was a runner that reached first base, and Cal Giese allowed four walks. One of the walked batters that he allowed came around to score. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Did Brady Burrell hold up? Yes, he did. He checked his swing. Two balls, two strikes. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank says, come bank with us. 2-2 pitch. Brady Burrell with a fly ball to right field. Right fielder moving over towards the foul line. That's Aaron Winch out there with the catch. And Brady Burrell flies out towards the foul line in right field. So Brady Burrell will likely finish the day 0-2. Ryan Kell now bats. Kell grounded out to second his first time up. Kell taking over for Nathan Sleaford, who was the starting second baseman. Sleaford is now out of the ballgame. And here's Alex Lee's first pitch, and that's fouled back for strike one. Our next Evergreens broadcast, join us on Friday. Though the Evergreens have only two home games left. Evergreens have played a stretch of five games. In fact, it will be the fifth game in a row here at Simon Field when they play Wausau East on Friday. Been a lot of road trips. Pitches down low. It's one ball, one strike. Evergreen still have in-conference road games remaining. They will travel to Wausau West. Pitch there is on the outside corner. It's a ball and two strikes. The only other home game remaining for the Evergreens will be a trip when the Merrill Blue Jays come in. The Evergreens would love to split the season series with Merrill. They did not look particularly good in that cold weather game earlier in the year up at Merrill's Athletic Park. It's fouled off down the first base line. Still a ball and two strikes to Ryan Kell. Evergreens close out the regular season the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. They have a May 30th Saturday game at the Invitational down in Middleton. Pitch on the outside corner. That's strike three. Ryan Kell caught looking. Two up and two down here on the bottom of the sixth. And Bryce Hines will bat. Hines scored the first run of the game for the Evergreens back in the last inning in the fifth. He walked
He was moved over to second on Jordan Ellenbecker's hit, then was able to advance on a ground out, and then scored on a wild pitch, first pitch to Bryce Hines as a ball. Something unusual is going to happen with our broadcast schedule on Thursday, and while we have a moment here, it's probably worth talking about. Tom King, as you know, is normally our voice of Wausau East Lumberjacks. Wausau East on Thursday was scheduled to play a non-conference game in Menominee, and I was scheduled to do that game in Tom King's absence. Pitches down low, two balls and no strikes now to Bryce Hines. Why would Tom King miss a Lumberjack game? He doesn't miss many. Because before the season schedule was out, he had bought music concert tickets for his wife. Pitches on the outside corner, two balls, one strike. So Tom King, I believe, is going up to Big Top Chautauqua. Not sure about where, but I know that he's got concert tickets that he and his wife were planning on going to. Asked if I could pinch hit for him. Ground ball deep in the hole at short and gets by Jason McMahon, the shortstop. It's a hit with two outs for Bryce Hines. So Hines has been aboard each time that he's come to the plate, and that's the fourth hit of the ballgame for the Evergreen. So I was going to get to do a rare Wausau East game on Thursday. I was going to travel to Menominee, that's on the other side of Eau Claire, to do it. The game against Menominee for the Lumberjacks has been canceled because they have a conference makeup game. They have to get their game in with Wausau West on Thursday. And I believe tonight Tom King is negotiating with his wife on whether he can get out of going to the concert. Tom King doesn't miss Wausau East, Wausau West games. Alex Kell re-enters the game and will bat for the Evergreens, takes strike one on the outside corner. Kell grounded out his only plate appearance. Did he check his swing there? I believe he did. One ball, one strike. So if you are listening to Thursday's broadcast and you hear my voice doing a Wausau East game, you'll know that Tom King was told by his wife that he had to go to his concert. If you hear Tom King doing the East-West game, you'll know that his wife is going with someone else. Line drive up the middle, that's a base hit for Alex Kell. And with two outs, the Evergreens have put two men on, back-to-back hits against Alex Lee, the Spash pitcher. And Zach Hancock ready to bat for the Evergreens. Hancock struck out but was able to make it down to first base. And bounced out to the first baseman. So Hancock is 0 for 2 even though he's reached. And now with runners on first and second, it's up to Zach Hancock to try and keep the inning going. So Alex Lee got the first two outs here in the sixth inning, no problem. He surrendered two hits since then, the fourth and fifth hits of the ballgame for DC Evers. First ball hitting right back to the mound. Lee throws over to first base. You know, Lee checked the runner back, not realizing there were two outs. Instead, he goes over to first and gets Zach Hancock, and that brings the inning to a close. The Evergreens get two hits, leave two men on, and do not score. Six complete. Spash still leads DC Evers 8-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are Buckwars!
I'm Chris Conley, and we've reached the top of a seventh inning. Spash about to bat. 1, 2, and 3 in their batting order are scheduled to hit against Alex Kell. I'm excited to see another inning of Alex Kell. He got the Spash Panthers down 3-up, 3-down when he came on in the sixth. And now he's ready to work the seventh. We are going to have a pinch hitter, though, to lead things off. Austin Schulfer is going to get a turn at bat to lead things off. And it looks to me like Smash may also be sending out a pinch hitter to bat on deck here as we play the top of the seventh, as I see Jake Dumfries, who looks like that he would be batting next in the order.
Austin
Schoeffler. Evergreens remember Austin quite well. Austin no-hit them as the winning pitcher in that 1-0 game back in April. Now he takes his turn at bat. I'm not sure if Austin actually batted in that game. He may have been DH'd for back then. Alex Kell starts him off with a fastball strike. What I've seen that's different from Alex Kell, now granted, he's pitching in a low-stress position. I mean, the team is trailing by 6 runs. He's got better control. Alex Kell has thrown more fastballs for strikes than what we've seen in earlier appearances. And here's the pitch, fisted down the first baseline. That's foul. And Alex Kell is up in the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, that would be exciting, too, if the Evergreens can find another pitcher or two who can consistently throw strikes. Alex Kell is a senior. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Schoeffler is out in front of that, swings and misses. And Alex Kell has his second strikeout. Kell has retired all 4 batters that he's faced.
Number 34, Jake DeFries.
Jake DeFries is ready to bat now. He will bat in place of Jake Slowinski. Slowinski was 1-for-3 with a hit and a sacrifice. Left-handed batter here against the right-handed throwing Alex Kell, and the first pitch is strike one. Even though it's a lefty, Evergreens have the defense lined up straight away in the infield. 0-1 pitch out in front of that. No balls and 2 strikes. Of the 4 batters that Alex Kell has faced, 2 of them have been retired by strikeout and 2 groundouts. He's ahead 0-2 in the count here to DeFries, steps off for a moment before delivering this pitch. And now DeFries steps out of the batter's box for a moment. All right, everyone's ready to go. Here is the 0-2 pitch. That one's a little wide, missed outside, a ball and 2 strikes. We're playing the top of the 7th inning, Spash leading 8-2. At one point, this was an 8-0 ball game, and the Evergreens fell behind early. As Stevens point on the verge of going to 8-0 in conference play. Pitch there, out in front. It's a drop 3rd strike. Evergreens will throw over to first base, and they just do get Jake DeFries. So Alex Kell now has 3 strikeouts and has retired all 5 of the batters that he's faced. Cal Giese, who stands to be the winning pitcher, is scheduled to bat here. We'll get another pinch hitter. Austin Reed is ready to bat here. Two outs, top of the 7th in this 8-2 game. First pitch to Austin Reed, right-handed batter. Start him off down low. Alex Kell has done a good job being ahead in the count for most of the batters that he's faced. That one's ball one. Reed is kind of a compact player. Broad shoulders, you get the feeling he could send one for a ride, power against power. Pitch is up high, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spash is sending out yet another pinch hitter should Reed hit. Alex Lee, the pitcher, would get a turn at bat if the inning continues. There's a ground ball to second, looks like the inning will not continue. Ryan Kell throws over to first, and that gets the runner another 3-up, 3-down inning. Alex Kell retired all 6 batters that he faced. Nice job, Alex Kell. Bottom of the 7th coming up. Last at bat for DC Everest, and they trail Smash 8-2. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens need to come up with 6 runs to keep the ball game going. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Spash leads 8-2. The Evergreens have 2, 3, and 4 in their batting order scheduled to bat. Cody Conker, Michael Plaza, and Wyatt Brown. Those are some good hitters for the Evergreens. Alex Lee was touched up for 2 hits back in the 6th inning, but did not allow a run. Is back out for a 2nd inning of work in relief of Cal Geezy. Cody Conker takes the first pitch, bounced in front of home plate. That's ball 1. Evergreens need some base runners here. See if we can make Spash sweat just a little bit. Couple of re-entries. Cal Geezy, who worked the first 5 innings from the mound, re-enters at first base. Jake Slawinski is in at third base, and center fielder John Barnes, starting center fielder, back in. That pitch is outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Alex Lee, the senior relief pitcher, did not allow a walk. Struck out 1, but gave up 2 hits. Evergreens put runners on 1st and 2nd with 2 outs and did not score. They got their runs back in the 5th. This pitch is up high. He falls behind in the count 3-0. Of course, if you're the Spash bench, don't want to see that. Up by 6, throw strikes, get the 3 outs, get out of here with the win. Hop on the bus. Pitch there is a high strike. 3 balls, 1 strike now to Cody Conker. Conker struck out, walked, and bounced into a fielder's choice. So he's 0 for 2 today. He's waiting on a 3-1 pitch, and this one is popped up. Skied into left field. Left fielder turned around a little bit, fighting the wind, makes the catch out there. Andrew Ruzek retires. The leadoff batter, Cody Conker. Mike Plaza had an unusual sacrifice fly in his last at-bat. He got an RBI. He popped up down the first base line. The second baseman, Michael Frolik, made the catch just on the cut of the outfield near the foul line. And because he was pedaling backwards, the runner at third base, Jordan Ellenbecker, tagged up and scored. A sacrifice fly to the second baseman. Don't see that very often. Michael Plaza would much rather have a hit. He struck out 2. First ball swinging, fouls that one off. So Michael Plaza's season right now is 16 of 39. That puts him just above the 400 mark. Regardless of what he does in this at-bat, he will still be the only Evergreen hitting above 400 for the season. That one is almost at his head, ducked down low. 1 ball, 1 strike with 1 out. Wyatt Brown, 2 for 3 in the ballgame, awaits on deck. Wyatt Brown starting to heat up at the plate just at the right time. 1 ball, 1 strike, and here's a line drive from Michael Plaza. You bet he's got that hit. It's over the left fielder's head. He's got extra bases. It'll be a stand-up double for Mike Plaza with 1 out. That's the way you make sure that you stay above 400. Mike Plaza smacked that ball on a line into left field. And here comes Wyatt Brown. Well, Wyatt Brown, who got off to that very, very slow start, 2 for 3 in the ballgame, we could really say that he's on track if he gets himself a 3-hit game. Let's see if Wyatt Brown can deliver here. Brown with an infield hit and an outfield hit. In between, a strikeout. 2 of 3. Evergreens now with 6 hits. Again, this is, even if this turns out to be an Evergreens loss, this is more than the Spash pitching staff usually gives up. 2 runs, 6 hits. That's an unusual line for Spash pitching, and Wyatt Brown takes the first pitch for a ball. Plaza at 2nd with 1 out as we play the bottom of the 7th. Last at bat for the Evergreens. Wyatt Brown takes a strike from Alex Lee. 1 ball, 1 strike. Yeah, Spash pitching just head and shoulders above everyone else in the Valley Conference this year. The Spash team will look much different next year. They know they have to go deep at State this year. Off-speed pitch. On the outside corner, a ball and 2 strikes to Wyatt Brown. Yeah, Spash has to make their run this year because they graduate so much. You have this good pitching, and you know, when you have a good second and third pitcher, you can go far. Swing and a miss. Wyatt Brown is out. And now the Evergreens are down to their final out, and Sean Lutke to bat, 0 for 2. Correction, Lutke is 0 for 3. 2 strikeouts. and bounced out to the catcher. Lutke's got an RBI waiting for them out there. If he can get a hit to the outfield with two outs. And the first pitch is an inside strike to Lutke. Alex Lee trying to close out this game. Lee has not allowed a run. The two runs in, both charged to Cal Giese, who is in line for the win here. 0-2, and this one's popped up. Foul territory, third baseline, up and over our broadcast position. And it's no balls and two strikes to Sean Lutke. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 0-2 pitch coming. That one's fouled back. Keeps the game going for the moment, 0-2. Brady Burrell scheduled to bat if our game continues. Two outs as we play the bottom of the seventh. 0-2 pitch, here it comes. Bounce down the first baseline, that's a foul ball. Evergreen's Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Our score is 8-2, and the Evergreens down to their final strike. 0-2 pitch coming, and that is popped up, third baseline. This is also going to be out of play. So this has turned out to a pretty good at-bat for Sean Lutke. He's fouled off three pitches. All of them look like strikes. So he's making Alex Lee battle here to close out the ballgame. Count is 0-2. Lee takes a long time getting that sign. No balls, two strikes. Here's his pitch. Took something off it. Swing and a miss. Sean Lutke has struck out, and the ball game is over. Congratulations to the Spash Panthers. They've defeated DC Everest 8-2. Spash improves to 8-0 in Valley Conference play, and the Evergreens fall to 2-5 in the league and 4-7 overall. Back in 2 minutes with a recap on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
This is Race Day on Fox,
the fastest 2 hours in motorsports.
I want to hear from you, the race fans out there.
With Rob D'Amico.
Gary Hill is our guest. Obviously, you've taken very special moments in racing and converted that onto, you know, a canvas. Talk about that a little bit.
I grew up going to the races. I literally do not remember life without a race car. And in the 70s, the passion was so great that I pursued a racing career. But like so many people in motorsports, all of us wanted to be race car drivers, but we can't all be race car drivers, so we get slotted in the sport in other ways. I always had some artistic talent, and I put that talent together with my love of motorsports, and for 30 years I've been able to make a career out of it, and it's been a blessing.
Race Day on Fox.
Start your engine!
All the time.
With Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. We're just moments ago. Stevens Point defeated DC Everest 8-2. Stevens Point wins the season series, taking both meetings between this club. And Stevens Point maintains a 3.5-game lead in the Valley Conference standings over second-place Marshfield. Spash touched up Brady Burrell, the Evergreen starter, early in the ballgame. They reached him for three hits in the first inning and two runs. The game was really broken open in the second when Spash sent nine men to the plate, scored four runs with the benefit of four hits. The Evergreens also committed three errors, so at times the defense was shaky again. Spash led by as much as 8-0. They got three more runs across in the third, the Evergreens getting both of their runs against starter Cal Giese. Giese had a no-hitter going until the fourth when it was broken up on an infield hit from Wyatt Brown. Then in the fifth inning, the Evergreens got a runner on with a walk, a single from Jordan Ellenbecker. The Evergreens scored a run on a Cal Giese wild pitch and then scored their second run on a Michael Plaza sacrifice fly. Again, this game was not particularly close. Spash built themselves an early lead and was able to coast on to an 8-2 win. Our final line score, Stevens Point, 8 runs on 10 hits and no errors. The Evergreens with 2 runs on 6 hits, and D.C. Evers committed 3 errors. Cal Giese gets the win. He worked 5 innings, allowed 2 runs. Both of them were earned. Cal Giese with 9 strikeouts and 4 walks. Brady Burrell falls to 4-3 for the season. He takes the loss. Burrell worked only 2 innings, which means he's eligible to pitch again when the Evergreens next play a conference game, which will come on Friday against Walsall East. Burrell worked 2 innings, allowed 6 runs, 5 of them earned, gave up 7 hits, struck out 2, and walked 3. Again, Brady Burrell, the losing pitcher for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. The Evergreens will next be in action on Friday afternoon, a 5 o'clock start here at Simon Field against Walsall East. You'll hear that game live on Fox Sports Radio with our game coverage beginning at 4:45. Again, our final score of this afternoon, Spash, too much for D.C. Everest. The Panthers are 8-2 winners. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for joining us for D.C. Everest High School Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good afternoon.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulesti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.